Item number three is an application for subdivision and rezoning for the southeast corner of Shore Hill Drive and John Bruce Road East under file DASZ 42 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item four, which is an application for variance at the same premises affected under file DAV 178614 of 2011. The applicant is Mr. Ray Clausen.
Ray, if you can come forward.
One in opposition.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Ray Clausen, and I am representing Waterside Development Corporation, who is currently in the process of acquiring the property from the owners, the La Rochelle's. Mr. Chairman, I've read the reports of the administration, which are very thorough and very detailed.
Mr. Clausen, just move the mic.
Counselor
Van Dahl and I are about hour seven of meetings today, so.
I'm sorry.
You may be in fine form, but I'm fading a bit, so yeah.
Okay. I have read the reports of the administration, which are very thorough and very detailed, and essentially I think cover all of the nature and the scope of the application very adequately and very clearly. So to be brief, I would just add that the property in question is about 1.36 acres, which includes the city-owned property. The proposal involves the creation of nine lots. Those nine lots vary in size from about, I guess the smallest lot is 38.5 feet in width, to a larger lot, which is essentially the homestead, if you like, of the La Rochelle, Mr. and Mrs. La Rochelle, who reside at 958 John Bruce Road. And that property would remain as a 16,000-plus square foot property. Again, to be brief, we believe that the lots that are proposed within the plan and in the subsequent variance, which will be considered by this committee, are consistent with lot sizes in the vicinity and consistent with variances that have been approved in the area. And we support and concur in the recommendation of the administration. And I am prepared to answer any questions. I'd be pleased to answer any questions or address any concerns that this committee may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clausen. Councillor Van Dahl. Yeah,
thank you, Ray. I'm good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
We can talk about Point of Air later.
Yeah, I got away before you. Yeah.
Four more years. Where's the city land in this?
The city land is actually located just immediately east of Shore Hill Drive. That is land that was transferred by Ladco Development Corporation.
Okay.
And that land is covered under a development agreement, and we will have to acquire the land through the city from Ladco. And a price has been agreed to. It's contained within the development agreement.
From Ladco?
Yes.
Okay. How does that work again if it's city land?
I'm sorry?
If it's city land, why are you acquiring it from Ladco?
Well, the city is holding the property pursuant to a development agreement with Ladco. They're acting as the trustee, for lack of a better word. I should probably let the subdivision administrator and manager explain that one.
But I don't even know if I need to. Okay.
It was acquired through a previous development application for Royalwood. It was surplus right-of-way, basically, for Shore Hill Drive. Sure. And was acquired for the city, and with the understanding that when it was sold to the adjacent property, that for a predetermined price, that the land would be transferred to that owner.
Okay. So this is basically empty land except for the La Rochelle homestead?
That is correct. The La Rochelle homestead as well will be required to connect to services, sewer and water services on John Bruce Road.
Okay, I don't have any more questions. It seems
The footbridge that you're – any idea how far east you are, the footbridge on John Bruce?
I don't have a precise number, but I believe it's considerable distance. It must be about a half a mile.
Okay. Any other Any further questions? Seeing none, thank you.
On the variance, we didn't speak to the variance. We're doing both at the same time.
Okay.
The rezoning piece is fairly obvious. The variance piece, can you give us a little bit of information on it?
Absolutely. The variance application, and I'm going to move this closer because I have a tendency to stand up instead of lean forward. The variance application, I think what I need most importantly to explain is that the zoning bylaw contains a provision which is called a special boundary condition. And basically, any property that is located within the edge or perimeter of 200 feet of a subject property, which this particular 1.3-acre site is required to meet the average lot width and area requirement of every property that exists within 200 feet. There are a number of extremely large estate properties, for lack of a better word, that exist in the vicinity that are in excess of 20,000 half-acre square foot properties, and that distorts or, pardon the word, but distorts the variance application. If this was strictly a rezoning to R1M and did not include the existence of the properties that are significantly large and have yet to be subdivided, then this would just be a normal variance application. Does that address your question, Councilor?
No, I get it. I can see that. I'm looking at the aerial now with the big lots to the I guess it would be to the east. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Any other questions? No? Thank you. Anyone else speaking in favor of the application? Seeing none, we do have one registered speaker registered in opposition to the application, John Rodriguez. John Rodriguez. No?
I've known him for a while. I don't think that's his name.
All right. Well, we do not have an appearance then from Mr. Rodriguez.
Applicant wants to come back in rebuttal. There is nobody else registered.
There are no one else registered.
Even Ray can't rebuttal.
Be careful what you wish for.
You work for real estate, you never know.
The gentleman you referred to and I had a conversation earlier, and he left.
Okay. All right. Councillor, what do we need? Then is there anyone?
Call the question.
Call the question?
Any questions?
All right, so I'm trying to erasing it.
I'll move the motions and you just call the votes.
Yeah, I will try and
page four of the first one.
Thank you. Page four, Councillor Vandell.
I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor.
All right. I'll move the